Flicker and Fade, an orphaned work from Archive of Our Own. It is not rated. No archive warnings apply. The category is Gen, for the fandom Hollow Knight, and additional tags for Character Study, Cold Weather, Old Gods, Goddesses, Abandonment, Lapslock, Rescue, Manipulation, Mind Manipulation, and Devotion. It is part one of the Old Gods and Forgotten Kingdoms series. Summary. When the Old Light calls to them, they do not answer, not at first. What is a god if they have no people to worship them? The Radiance and Oon, from the perspective of a simple mosskin. Green Path is always so cold. Shivering slightly, they tug their cloak around themselves. The makeshift covering of leaves is just barely enough to preserve their body heat. Even in their location, curled up as they are beside a pool of acid, they think they are going to freeze. It is always a struggle for warmth within Green Path. The few sources of heat are the acid pools scattered throughout the area. It is a struggle to reach one. It always is. Competition for them is strong and heavy, leaving the weak to claim the area when the strong have perished. Their area is one which is not visited often. A moss knight passed them by once. The leaf covering it wore wilted and drooping. The knight visibly shivers. They will be gone soon if they do not find food. If they do not freeze. They suppose they are lucky. Unlike some, they have some warmth. They eat plant life, which is plentiful in Green Path. They have a small pool of water, dripping in excess from the roots of the plants. They are lucky compared to the others who eat meat. They are lucky compared to the others who freeze. Oon's voice is a mournful wail. The god rises to the top of its lake, and the thrum of its voice reverberates throughout Green Path. Come to me, my children, it says. You must. Shuddering as they emerge from their den, they begin to walk. Oon paints a map in their mind. They follow the trail along until the lake becomes clear, the familiar curls of acid popping up in the distance. They can see more and more bugs arriving at the shores. They wait. In silence, they wait. Oon has promised to see them after so long. Oon has promised to take care of them, to love and cherish their kind, to protect all who dwell within Green Path. Oon does not rise. A moss knight has curled up within their den. They try to curl up within it, tugging their covering of leaves around their shoulders. It rises up as they lean into the den. Its nail is sharp and heavy and cleaves through the ground where they had stood. They should find somewhere new to stay. There is a small ledge above the acid pool. It will not be enough for them to live safely, but it will be enough for them to live. They jump up to the ledge and grab it. It's slippy and cold. Too cold. They have nowhere else to go. Oon does not speak to them anymore. Even their mind is cold without the god's voice. The nail they have taken to wielding is warmer than their body, despite the cold it radiates. They cannot stop shuddering. Hissing, they dig the point of their nail into the ground. It is so cold. Oh. The voice that speaks is warm and bright. They can almost see it. It sparkles and glows within their mind. Poor little thing. To be abandoned by your God. They shake their head. Un has not abandoned them. They have not done enough to keep their God happy or to earn their God's favor. That is all. So blind to the truth that you do not see it. This must be a God's voice, they are certain. Will they no longer be so cold? Will they finally feel safe? Would you accept my offer, little one? What offer? They murmur. Warmth? Safety? I will do anything to be warm once more. I will not ask anything of you, she murmurs. Her voice is soft and soothing, and she feels warm. They want that warmth. They crave it, desperately so. Just that you accept my power unto yourself, dear one, and protect me should the need arise. Oh, I will, I will, I will, they chant. As long as I can be warm, I will. I will pledge myself to you. They stretch and warp as her strength seeps into them. Orange light warms their vision for just a second, and when it returns, they feel stronger, faster. They feel alive again. They feel warm, and it is because of her. They will do anything to ensure that the light remains with them. Your nail is not strong enough alone, their god murmurs, her voice grand. They know her words ring true. If they want to be strong enough to claim their own corner of green path, then they must find a better nail. Where could they find one? And a shell, to protect yourself. You would not want to disappoint me, would you? Of course not, my lady, they respond. Her light glimmers as if she is proud of them. I shall protect you until my very last breath. All they can think is that she must be proud of them, if they can feel the warm glow of her approval. Protect. Un is but a footnote in their mind now. That god did nothing for them. They know that now. They do not care about that fallen god. Just the sight of the tablets devoted to it set rage alight within their body. They do not need Un anymore. They have her, after all.